we have the faith that Krishna will protect us, we may feel that we are not so advanced devotees that Krishna will intervene, and that Krishna is not our servant, that he should intervene and protect us. See, it's not that when we are asking Krishna for protection, it's not that we are treating Krishna like our servant. See, we want to serve him, but for serving him, we need certain facilities, certain situations. So if our intention is simply to use God to fulfill our own plans, then we have no plan to devote ourselves to God. That is a different situation. Even that also Krishna appreciates. Even such people who come only for their own purposes to Krishna, Krishna also says they are pious people. But for them to come to him, it will take bahunam janmanam. It will take many lifetimes. But even that Krishna appreciates. Now, so the mood is that of a devotee is that I want to serve Krishna. And for serving him, I need certain facilities, I need certain situations. And to seek the protection for that, that is simply a part of our service to Krishna. As far as we not being advanced enough, we do know that Krishna's love for us is not based on who we are. It is based on who he is. Krishna doesn't say that he is the suhrida of only the pure devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.29 says, Surudam Sarva Bhutana. He says, I am the well-wisher of all living beings. So Krishna's love for us is based on not who we are. We may be fallen, we may be sinful. That is not the basis of Krishna's love for us. It is simply, he is the all-loving Lord of all living beings. So his love for us is based on who he is. Now, who we are determines how much we can experience his love. The sun gives light to everyone. But depending on whether I am in the light or I am in a cellar, I can see the sun or I can feel the light or I don't feel the light. Like that, if we are too attached to material things, then we may not feel Krishna's love. Say, if I am very attached to cricket, say, there is one devotee's son, he, small boy, he says, stop chanting, stop coming to the temple. So the devotee took him to his spiritual master. He asked him, why you stop chanting? He said, there's an India-Pakistan cricket match. And I prayed to Krishna that India should win. But Pakistan won. So I stopped chanting now. So then the spiritual master told, actually, just as you are praying that India should win, there is a boy in Pakistan who is praying that Pakistan should win. And he prayed more than you. So, when we are too attached to something, then we see Krishna's love through the filter of that thing. That means if this thing is fulfilled, then Krishna loves me. If this thing is not fulfilled, then Krishna doesn't love me. It's not like that. Krishna's love for us is not dependent on anything in this world. So if we are very attached, then we may not feel Krishna's love. But Krishna's love for us is there always. And as far as Krishna protecting us is concerned, Krishna, he is ready to protect everyone. The beautiful prayer of Kulashekhar Maharaj, Mabhir manda mano vichinte bahudha yamish chiram yatna naivami prabhavanti papa ripava swaminanu shridhara alasyam vapaniya lokasya vapnapanodan karo dasyasya kim nakshamaha alasyam vapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayanam. He says that Mabhir manda mano vichinte bahudha yamishchiram yatana. Oh mind, don't worry about various different problems that you may face in life. Why? Naivami prabhavanti. Do you not know that your Lord is paparipavaha? He is the enemy of sin, he is the destroyer of sin. Swami nanu shridharaha. Not only the destroyer of sin, he is the Lord of the goddess of fortune. Wherever he is, he will bring fortune over there. And he says, not only that, lokasya vasana panodan karo. Now, even general people go to him and pray to him, and he protects them. He protects them from danger. And thousands of people, millions of people go to temples, churches, mosques. They get something over there, otherwise why will they keep going with it? Isn't it? And most of them are not going out of any pure devotion. they get something, that's why they go there. So Krishna removes the dangers even of people who come to him for their own purposes. Dasyasya kim na kshamaha. Therefore, why will he not protect his devotees? Therefore, alasyam vyapani, just give up any lethargy, and alasya vyapanam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayanam. Bhakti is very easy. So with this easy process of bhakti, just absorb yourself in Krishna. So Krishna definitely wants to help us in whatever level we are at. And his love for us is always there. And to the extent we try to absorb ourselves in him, we will experience his love. But we should never have this fear that Krishna doesn't care for me. Krishna cares for us always. And that is not dependent on our spiritual level or a lack of spiritual consciousness. It is our spiritual consciousness will determine whether we perceive his care or not. He always loves us. Okay? Thank you.